Welcome to Embodied Alchemy with me, Rebecca Wilson, an embodied experiential space for you to drop deep into the wealth of wisdom within your being and activate a fuller, richer you. I am an embodied business coach, embodiment queen, sacred business midwife, and alchemist. I will help you birth your visions and sacred business into the world from an easeful, embodied, and rooted space within. So you can be who you are here to be, create what you are here to create, and activate the wealth of energy that is you. I will activate you into self-leadership, self-mastery, to create your legacy on earth. Welcome on the journey, my love. Hello, welcome back to another episode of Embodied Alchemy with me. Today's episode arrives through a really deeply inspiring session I had with a client. And I've been holding this topic to talk about in my field for a couple of weeks because the conversation that we had was just so deep and rich and activating. It's taken some time to really land in my body. And today I was sat spending some time planning out my visions for the year ahead and moving into 2023. And the same topic came up inside of myself. So I just knew it was time to pop that aside and to arrive in this space and record this podcast to open this conversation further. And what the subject is, what I really want to share and speak into, is the topic of raising prices in your conscious business. So when this conversation arrived in a session with my client a few weeks ago, it was such a deeply somatic experience for her, and it moved so much in herself and in her world, and no doubt her family system and the collective system. And we really dived deep into the process of raising your prices in a somatic, embodied way. So to set the stage, my client had spoken to me and shared that every time she felt into raising the prices for her offerings and her services, her creations, her mind would easily suggest it's time to raise the prices, let's do it at this value or that value, but her body was having a completely different, polarized experience. She could easily access in her mind or in a thought the price range that she wanted to offer her container that she was creating in. But every time she stepped into writing that price point on her website or potentially sharing it through her mail out and social media, there was this very, very strong and powerful somatic experience in her body. She was experiencing tremors in her nervous system, in her body, a feeling of anxiety, and ultimately, all of these sensations that were arising for her were bringing her into a state of freezing and closing down. So this was the work that we explored in our session together. And this is what I'd really like what I would love to speak into here today with you. When we arrive in our business and our conscious business and we decide, we desire to scale, to grow and expand our offerings, our services, our reach, our wealth, our community, our visibility, it is a process of the body. And it is a process of integrating the past to be able to move forward through the present into the vision that you hold, the desire you hold for the outcome of your future. Not too far distant off future. It could be next week. It could be in 6 months. It could be your 12-month vision and goals. But there's a process that happens inside in the body. And particularly for a lot of people and a lot of the women I work with, around this area of investment points, price points, wealth and money. And although we can often arrive into this is how much it should be, this is how much other people charge, this is how much the thought that's just dropped into my mind says it's worth. When we find ourselves, and maybe you can resonate with this too, at some point in your journey, or maybe it's yet to come and this can bring some awareness for you. But when we experience strong sensations in the body, as we lean into stepping into that realm of scaling and expanding and rising our prices, it's an invitation for us to look deeper inside, potentially further back in time. Because that anxiety or the worry or the fear or the contraction and the closing down or the freeze response that happens in the body, in the nervous system, is rooted in a historical experience. It's rooted in the small part of us, the inner child. The young part of us that when she asked for her needs to be met, they weren't. When she asked for something and was never met in that. When she was told what she was asking for was too much. When she conceived beliefs around experiences that happened in her life that led her to create a narrative and a story that she's not worthy. She's not good enough. She's not valuable. Her dreams, her desires will never be met. What she's asking for is too much and it's not available to her. All of these beliefs, stories, narratives that we conceive in our formative and early years become trapped and woven into our body, creating energetic and emotional shapes. So when we arrive into this space of feeling a present day desire to rise, to raise your prices, to raise the investment point of your work, your offerings, your creations, to raise the wealth frequency in your business, the internal experience that's happening is so separate from that action that has expressed a desire to take place in the present moment. If you've ever met this part of yourself or met this experience in your journey of conscious business, of sacred creation and sacred business, I really hear you and feel you. And I really hope this explaining supports you deeply. The body goes into history. It goes into who am I to raise my prices? I don't deserve this. I'm not worthy of that. I'm not good enough for this. I'm not as good as them. They can charge that because I can't charge this investment point because. We dig deep into this ancient archive of story, narrative that we have conceived and collected throughout our life journey. And we drop back into that space. Aha, there it is, the information that I need to let me know that I am not worthy of XYZ. What happens when these experiences are implanted or embedded into us from a young age? We then live through life gathering evidence of them being true. So it's not just a one-time experience, especially if you resonate with this and it is a very deep and core wound for you. We could have an odd experience in childhood that has a gentle kind of effect on us, but it doesn't stop us, pause us, freeze us from moving forward, from growing and expanding within the realm of raising our prices. But if we have had an experience that has happened over and over again, multiple times, and we've also had a lifelong journey of gathering evidence, because this is what we like to do inside of ourselves. We like to gather evidence to prove the story right over and over again, to prove the narrative correct. So when we arrive into this present day desire that rises, it's time to scale your business, to offer a bigger container, to launch that mastermind, to create a new program with a high ticket value, to offer a retreat or immersion that is exclusive and expansive. The desire rises in the moment, and that part of us, the present day moment part, is like, yeah, let's go for this. This is what we're here for. But the younger part that has gathered all this information, this library, an archive of stories, of beliefs, of evidence, will go into the response that she has always found herself in. For placing an investment point on that and believing in it, in the truth of it, because that young part of the self does not believe that to be true because of life experiences and the archive of evidence that exists within that. So when we have this rising desire to expand for wealth, money, prosperity, vision, to scale your business, maybe that desire is to be able to bring in more wealth into the business by raising your prices, so that you can bring in more team members for greater support, to be able to grow, expand your audience, your visibility, to be a global empire. There's no real upper limit or ceiling, only that which lives within, that has been implanted and coded within. And my experience is that the work, first of all, there's some stages here in this process. The first part of this unwinding and unraveling is not just to change the number on your booking form or your website or your Instagram post or your mail out, even though you're in this emotional, somatic experience, because that can be a feeling of deeply traumatizing yourself again. The work that I journey with women through embodied business and the alchemy process is that of noticing the sensations that arrive, bringing them into practice or into session together, and exploring where did this behavior, this belief, this story first get conceived? Who planted it there? What was the experience? What can we go in and tell that younger part of you now? Now that you're wiser, older, and know the truth? So we work to go back into the history of the body. And this isn't the history of the mind and staying stuck in the story loops that play out, but the history of the body through somatic embodied practice, We're able to touch those places and those spaces within that hold these fears and anxieties and worries and traumas and pains and beliefs and allow them to express. Maybe there's deep grief, anger or rage that needs to move through, that wants to move through. My understanding and my experience is that which is activated inside is alive in energy because it wants to be seen, it wants to be felt, it wants to be processed and transformed, moved, alchemized, released to create space for what you desire, for all that you desire to manifest. The universe is guiding us always, and spirit is so deeply with us. And when that desire rises in the present day moment to bring in more wealth, more money, to raise your prices, to open and expand your business, your creations, everything is here to support you. Every guide, spirit, the universe, whatever your belief system is, whichever space you connect into, it wants to support that vision for you. It wants to support that desire. So when it rises and simultaneously the history of the body is speaking or screaming really loudly, I like to explore this as an invitation for a deep process of integration, repatterning and recoding into expansion of the present day moment. So it's through the body and through the rewriting of the history of the body that we can open more fully to the presence of now and to the experience that is living in our desire field to be had, expressed, and journeyed and brought forward into life and into the world. So when we journey back into the historical patterns of the body, we can get to touch them, move them, breathe them, dance them, feel them out of existence, to transform them, to recognize that they may have been true then, but they're not true now. As we alchemize and transform the darkness, the shadow, the contraction, we create space to rewrite the script, rewrite the story. What do we desire it to be now? And from that place, we integrate old wounds, old stories, old pains, old beliefs, and create more space to arrive back into the present timeline, in the present reality, with a spaciousness. And that is where we are able to root, to ground, and to expand within, to cultivate a steady, stable, integrated space within ourselves that we feel aligned into, supported by, and regulated in. And it's from that space, that rooted, grounded, integrated and regulated place within, that we can make the decision to raise the price of our offerings, our containers, our immersions, our gifts, our healings, our creations to the world. We are sensory beings, we are energetic and emotional beings. And we experience so much more of life through our body than we are taught or we potentially recognize we do. It's kind of the job of the mind to keep pulling us out of that space. But when we drop into embodiment, into the alchemy of the body, we begin to learn and to recognize that life is experienced through the body, through the being. And so we get to change, re-script, re-story, rewrite, recode how our experience of life unfolds moving forward as we alchemize the old history in the body. And the experience of raising prices is just one topic where this expression or this journey will come into play. It arrives in all facets of embodied business, in writing your first mail out and pressing send, in sharing a picture of yourself on social media, writing a blurb or a bio about yourself and sharing it with a podcast host, doing a live on Instagram TV, holding your first circle or ceremony or retreat. All of these experiences have the opportunity to call us deeply into an integrating and somatic healing of historical experiences. And sometimes those experiences are not the ones that have been lived through this body alone, but that have been conceived and carried down through the family line, through the womb lineage, through the family system. We have the power and the opportunity, when they rise and bring awareness to them inside of our experiences, to redirect the flow of energy, to change the story, to break the chain, to set ourselves free so that we can become the most attuned and aligned version of ourselves to our desires, and we can co-create in harmony with the universe, with spirit, the reality that we desire to have in our life, love, relationships, business, creations. There's no separation. We expand through the felt sensory experience of the body, through somatic experience. And as we move through the old binds and blocks and limitations that have been embedded, rooted, planted within, we are better able to rewrite the story, the script. And rebirth ourselves over and over again. And this is the deep core work of embodied business alchemy. This is my reasoning, my why for sharing this work with so many women. Because I hold a very deep desire for women to be the most expansive, radiant, rooted and regulated versions of themselves in all areas and all facets of their life and their experience. And so I began this journey of supporting women in this space in this way, to not bypass the history of the body and the history of the nervous system and the history of the cells, but rather bring them into the evolutionary process. We first must and need to understand the codes, the stories, the habits that we have been carrying inside, so we are better able to understand when we arrive in those moments of fear or anxiety or wanting to close or shrink or hide. And we can nurture, take care and love those younger parts of ourselves. And it's through that accepting of that we are able to arrive into the alchemy process. And that process allows us to feel, to heal, to transform, recode, repattern and embody the new. Over and over again, just like we work a muscle, or we practice a skill or an art to become a great master. We can master the energy of our body and master the direction in which our desires flow through this process, through this journey. And so if this is speaking to your body, your heart, your womb, your cells, and there's a part of you that has been activated, that has awoken, that has felt called to listen deeper, to drink all of this in. And that part of you desires support in an embodied, somatic, grounded way to nourish you and guide you into greater expansion of your dreams and desires. I am here as your guide. I have available just a few spaces for one-to-one containers, both the Embodied Business Alchemy Activation, which is a 3-week activation journey, and the Embodied Business Alchemy Mentorship, which is a deep dive into a 3, 6, or 9-month container into the alchemy of sacred business and conscious creation. All of the links and the details are in the show notes. If you haven't listened to the previous episodes of the alchemy process and the embodied alchemy activation in the podcast, I really invite you to drop into those. I feel they are so aligned to everything that I've spoken into and shared here today. Enjoy, nourish, ground, be gentle with yourselves. And I hold the greatest vision for your deepest dreams, wishes, and desires to be created through the vessel of your body, which is the portal of all creation. Thank you for joining me on this journey today. If you loved this musing and sharing, I would love for you to share this episode far and wide. You can arrive into all of my offerings at rebecca-wilson.com. Links to dive deeper with me are in the episode notes. Remember, my love, you are here to be the fullest, most potent, powerful, embodied version of you. I am here to guide you into that. Hey, love. I'm dropping in here to welcome you to join us in our online community membership, The Village. I created this space for women to gather, to return to themselves, to deepen the connection and the relationship with self, whilst held in a community of like-minded women walking the journey and the path of their own awakening.